The Karmic Insight Report for Oprah Winfrey. Chapter 1. The Moon. The placement of the Moon in your birth chart is very significant from a karmic perspective, as it indicates the accumulated karmic tendencies, both positive and negative, that you carry from your past incarnated experiences on Earth. While the Sun reveals your intended purposes and lessons for this present life cycle, the Moon represents what you have already done and developed. Hence, what is instinctive and natural to you, and what you tend to do over and over again. Your childhood is also reflected in the Moon's placement, as it is through those childhood circumstances that any unresolved past life issues are re-stimulated. Your subconscious predisposition is indicated by the Moon's position. It is the psychic imprint of the past. The nodes of the Moon describe behavior patterns from the past, as well as delineating a direction out of outworn or overdone behaviors and habits. Moon and Sagittarius. Through your past incarnations, you have developed a deeply ingrained philosophical attitude to any problems or challenges you face, and you fall back on your religious beliefs or spiritual faith in hard times. It is likely that you were a spiritual aspirant seeking truth and wisdom, and this quest continues in this lifetime as well. Your deep subconscious memories of being in a religious order or community dedicated to the inner life may surface as a yearning for a similar experience in this life, to find soulmates, kindred spirits, a spiritual family with which to share the journey. Friendship and fellowship is very important to you. Instinctively open and emotionally generous, you do not like to exclude anybody, and can feel as much sympathy, closeness, and family feeling with your friends as with blood relatives. In fact, you open your arms to just about anybody, and because you are an idealist who looks for the good in other people, you are apt to have a wide circle of friends, friendly acquaintances, and people who feel warmly toward you. You may also seek to fulfill the urge for an expansive family feeling by welcoming a lot of parties, joining church groups, getting involved in school functions or community gatherings, affiliating yourself with a sports team, or in other ways. Broad-minded and tolerant, you tend to consider someone a friend unless they prove themselves otherwise. However, you prefer to surround yourself with people who share your ideals, convictions, and aspirations, people who will support you in your cause whatever that happens to be. You are essentially fun-loving, enthusiastic, and out for a good time. You do not like to bring other people down or be brought down by other people's woes. You do often have a cheering and inspiring effect on people. However, you also tend to avoid emotional pain, other people's as well as your own, brushing aside or minimizing real human feelings and reactions, whether these be sorrow, fear, self-doubt, anger, or any other negative feeling, or thinking you can fix it with philosophical advice, positive thinking, affirmations, entertaining diversions, or just plain repression is apt to be a habit of yours. You frequently use humor to avoid confronting problems or having to take other people's suffering seriously. Deep inside, you may feel spiritually superior. Above all that, a favored son or daughter of God, somehow not quite vulnerable. You can be moralistic and preachy, always pointing out the lessons to be learned from a difficult experience rather than truly empathizing or compassionately understanding what someone else might be feeling. Ideally, however, you can combine your understanding of truth with human caring and a deep desire to better conditions for others. At your best, you are hopeful and optimistic without being overly inflated or impractical, expectant of positive outcomes and thereby helping to create them. Other lifetimes which may well influence you in the present include being a wandering minstrel, world traveler, explorer or adventurer. A great love of freedom, open spaces, the ocean, travel, and a broad view of life was thus engendered, as well as a certain restlessness and a tendency to move on when things get too familiar and mundane. A love of the foreign and exotic still stirs you. Moon sesquiquadrate Uranus. In your incarnational past, there was a great deal of upheaval and sudden change, possibly precipitated by political or social shifts. You were forced to choose between your home and all that was familiar, versus freedom or your ideals. You became very adaptable, living moment to moment, and there was very little of a solid, enduring home base. You lived a somewhat unorthodox and unpredictable life which, while insecure and uncertain in many respects, did afford you a lot of freedom and wild adventures. The pattern of frequent change, movement and upsets in the home may or may not have been repeated early in your current life. The carryover from that time into the present is a peculiar, emotional excitability and a highly restless emotional state which at times can lead to extreme nervous strain and exhaustion. Along with this is a craving for stimulation and a taste for the new, bizarre, even perverse. You may feel that you were not meant for a straight, conventional, tranquil existence, even if you long at times for the comfort such a lifestyle seems to provide. A desire for total emotional freedom and release from past conditioning and inhibitions may compel you to make a nearly total break from your family or heritage, to the point of adopting a new name, religion, or lifestyle than the one you were raised with. All of this may serve you well, to a point. Beware, however, of becoming an extremist and trying to rid yourself of everything in your past, throwing the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak, as this will cut you off from important aspects of yourself. This urge for emotional freedom and excitement can also interfere with your establishment of deep, ongoing relationships. You fear being trapped in monotony and boredom if you commit yourself to a permanent relationship. Any long-term relationship you form must have a lot of personal space and room to change and to be spontaneous. When out of balance, you can become very ungrounded and are prone to emotional swings. Positively, you can be very inspired, musically or artistically or in other ways. When balanced, you have a great sense of rhythm, and your spontaneous intuitive insights and impulses are apt to be right on the mark. North Node in Capricorn. In your incarnational past, you tended to be a very emotional and sensitive person and you instinctively tried to protect and take care of the ones around you. Possibly you have been clannish. Your growth direction is to develop more detachment and objectivity about your feelings and the feelings of individuals who are emotional close to you. North Node in First House. When in close partnership with others, you tend to fall back into the old patterns. Your partner or partners in life may pull you back into that old way of being. Chapter 2. The Sun. The Sun in your birth chart represents the primary creative thrust for this lifetime, those qualities you are to develop, or further develop, and express, and your current life focus. This may be in harmony with your instincts and your emotional habits, or along completely different lines. The Sun represents your conscious identity in this lifetime. Sun in Aquarius. In this lifetime, you are very much concerned with what happens in the world, the largest fear outside your own immediate personal concerns. And you cannot separate yourself from the issues and challenges of your generation and society as a whole, whether you are active in politics, community service, organizing and managing groups of people for a unified purpose, promoting new concepts and innovations which will affect many people's lives, or simply living your life in a socially conscious way. You need to be involved in influencing the larger social fabric of which you are a part. Thus, you tend to look at the broad canvas, the political, social, or group context of any problem or situation. A simple fight between a man and a woman becomes, to you, how women are oppressed by the dominant male power structure in this society. The decision to eat a hamburger or a soy burger is not, to you, simply a matter of personal taste or health considerations, but also a moral and politically relevant issue, considering the impact of the beef industry on the rainforests in South America. Even if you are at home raising children and not significantly involved in the public arena, you will try to raise them to be thinking individuals, aware of the effects their actions and choices have on the rest of the world. You foster a community spirit, a sense of connectedness with the rest of the planet. In whatever field you pursue, you are likely to be an innovator, a maverick, a little unusual or ahead of your time, and surround yourself with other free-thinking individuals. While you are very much attuned to whatever group with which you identify yourself, you are also very independent-minded. This dichotomy between the freedom of the individual and the needs of the group can be the source of ongoing tension in your life. When young, you may be so identified with your group or a particular segment of society or social circle that you apparently have no real heart or individuality of your own, parroting the thoughts, values, ideals, and desires of that group. At this time, you are especially prone to peer pressure, even though you may act out the role of non-conformist, free thinker, the kooky one. You are apt to be very naive about people and almost totally unaware of the darker aspects of the human soul. You believe in fairness, equality, a better world. Ultimately, you are an idealist, and striving to live out your ideals while at the same time accepting all of the very human, flawed, limited aspects of other people and yourself is a real challenge for you. At your worst, you can be rigidly ideological, dogmatic, stubborn, impersonal, adept at organizing groups or working with people for a common cause, but hopelessly inept when it comes to relating personally and emotionally. Your head tends to rule you, and you can live in some detached, isolated ivory tower, or make some egregious mistakes in your personal life based on your predisposition to think rather than feel. The application of creative intelligence to further human progress is the underlying theme in your life. Thus, your interests are in science, discoveries, inventions, and new ways of doing things. When you are living out your highest potential, you are creative and inventive, promoting positive change in society, opening people's minds, challenging old and outworn paradigms, all in an integrative and healing way, rather than in ways that alienate and polarize people against you. Your finely honed social conscience may be at odds with what you as an individual really want or are naturally inclined to do. Sun square Saturn. Like the brilliant diamond which is formed through intense and concentrated pressure, you are intended to develop inner depth, strength, and maturity through periods of intense aloneness, and what one might deem hardship. Early on, you may well be required to face difficult circumstances or take sole responsibility for yourself, possibly due to the loss or lack of a strong relationship with your father. You may feel that you will never measure up to your father's expectations of you, that he disapproves or is disappointed in you, that you are not quite enough. In response to this, you may become super responsible and conscientious, working extremely hard to achieve or be something that will make your father proud, even forcing yourself into some mold, or inhibiting certain essential aspects of yourself in order to be taken seriously. You may be prone to intense self-doubt and inclined toward excessive guilt, all of which tends to shroud your life in subtle, pervasive ways, and a constant sense of struggle and effort and of having to do it all alone may result. It is true that, in many ways, you will have to stand alone in this life, and cut off from the usual avenues of support. You will be developing true self-reliance, self-definition, and self-responsibility. You may have to break away from your father, his values, or way of being in order to truly be yourself. And, you will be repeatedly tested, which makes you quite aware, probably too much so, of your own limitations and inadequacies. Through this process, however, you'll develop a certain toughness and strength you did not have before. Beware of becoming too hardened and serious, however, or of becoming the demanding perfectionist, the severe taskmaster towards other people. Keeping your heart open through the trials of your life rather than succumbing to cynicism or self-condemnation will certainly enable you to move forward on your path more easily. Sun conjunct Venus. A significant part of your soul purpose is to create more harmony, love, and beauty in the world, as well as to deeply appreciate and savor its sweetness. Aesthetics are very important to you, and you have a unique personal sense of style that infuses all that you do. Your gracefulness, artfulness, charm, and ability to please carries you through many situations in life. A potential pitfall on your path is narcissism and vanity, an overabsorption in your own attractive powers, and the tendency to use your personal charm for selfish gain. Furthermore, you can also be taken in by appearances and overlook the essential value of something, or someone, if it is not packaged appealingly. Chapter 3. Rising Sign. The point that was on the eastern horizon at the moment of your birth is called the ascendant, or rising sign. While the sun describes your conscious direction and current life focus, and the moon your subconscious predisposition and past, the ascendant indicates a way of being that transcends and embraces past, present, and future. It describes the way you engage and merge with the outer world and how you bring through into life the energies depicted by the sun, the moon, and the rest of your birth chart. Everything is filtered through the ascendant from an esoteric point of view. It indicates your soul's function and thus a key part of your destiny. Sagittarius rising. Faith, belief, and the ability to foresee and envision the future or what could be are essential elements of your soul function. You may well be ahead of your time or at the forefront of coming trends and movements in the collective. You are a seeker, one who searches for the overview, the larger pattern, or a broad, overarching philosophy of life, and also a teacher who conveys that vision or broadcasts it in some way. Your ruling planet is Jupiter. Sagittarius rising and Jupiter in Gemini. Your Jupiter in Gemini suggests that your role is to be a messenger, which will involve educating, spreading ideas or information, communicating, or facilitating communications between others. Chapter 4. Saturn, your Achilles heel. Karmically considered, the placement of Saturn in your birth chart indicates where your energetic blockages, weaknesses and fears lie, and the areas of your life where the most concentrated effort and discipline will be required to master and overcome them. Yet it also points to the aspects of life which can become your greatest strength if you are willing to face your fears and difficulties honestly, and work with them patiently. Saturn in Scorpio. You tend to get tied up in knots when it comes to surrendering, relinquishing control and letting yourself be seen for who you truly are. Problems in your sexual relationships or in any potentially deep, intimate relationship can grow out of this. You may also have sexual secrets, or feelings and desires that are difficult for you to discuss or even acknowledge because you consider them to be taboo. You have a great fear of your emotional depths, your passion, your anger and other dark, ugly emotions that you imagine you have more than others do. However, these intense feelings are not unique to yourself, and learning to accept rather than avoid or suppress them is crucial for you. Otherwise, they are apt to erupt unexpectedly, or subtly poison your life. Understanding your jealousy, professional, sexual or otherwise, may be one of your greatest lessons. If you are willing to journey deep within yourself and reclaim some of the most denied aspects of your being, particularly your emotions, you will have great opportunities to transform yourself and to become a truly powerful individual. Other patterns which may need work are hiding, withholding yourself, isolating yourself, being compulsively secretive and mistrusting others' motives. At your worst, you could become paranoid and destructive either to yourself or others. Saturn in 10th house. Many of your challenges and tests come to you through your pursuit of professional accomplishment, power and influence in the world. Your progress in your career may be excruciatingly slow, repeatedly blocked by setbacks. However, over time, you may well rise to a position of considerable responsibility and authority, if you know how to follow the rules and to work within the limits of the world. Deviating from the straight and narrow or trying to take shortcuts will have definite negative consequences, and in this aspect of your life the universe is apt to be very exacting and unforgiving. You pay for any mistakes you make, often publicly. While others may seem to be able to fudge things or rely on luck, you simply will not be able to. Unless you pay your dues, you will not advance as you desire. How you handle power and authority is a major karmic question for you in this lifetime. On another level, dealing with powerful or disapproving authority figures, possibly a parent, a boss or even an abstract one such as the government, is also indicated. Very likely, you will have to forge your own path in life in the shadow of one of these. Saturn square Venus. In this lifetime, the arena of human relationships and personal love will be full of challenge and lessons for you. Love is hard to find, hard to sustain, or just plain hard. Shyness and loneliness, due mostly to an acute sensitivity to the possibility of rejection, are apt to plague your younger years. Even when friendship and open affection is offered to you, you are prone to doubt it, push it away in disbelief, or feel unworthy of it. Pure, unadulterated pleasure in any form discomforts you. Subconsciously at least, you believe that there is a price to be paid for any love or pleasure you receive, that you may be punished if you enjoy too much or love too much. There is an inner link between love and loss, love and separation, or love and punishment that inhibits you or makes you wary. Worst of all, you may feel that you are unlovable or unwanted. All of this is a karmic carryover which needs to be handled with great compassion toward yourself. You may have toughened up and hardened your heart a great deal due to past injury, so that you have acted in cold, unfeeling, ungenerous, or unloving ways towards others and yourself. Perhaps, too, you have put work or other responsibilities ahead of the needs and desires of your heart. An opening and healing of the heart, first of all by cherishing yourself, is necessary. Once you start valuing yourself, your personal relationships will reflect that, and happiness in love in your later years can do much to make up for the earlier difficulties. You might wish to wear or carry rose quartz, tourmaline, lavender, jade, or chrysoprase. Chapter 5. The Hard Aspects. The following is a description of your major life challenges, both in terms of energies you are to learn to develop and express in a positive way, and those which are the result of struggles and unresolved karmic issues which you have brought into this life. Mercury opposition Pluto. You have a penetrating, incisive mind which cuts through surface appearances to the deeper, underlying heart of the matter. Your perceptions and profound insights border at times on being truly uncanny, for you have the gift of being able to perceive the hidden content, the concealed, disguised, or suppressed aspects of a person, situation, or subject. On a concrete level, this quality of mind impels you to be the researcher or investigator, searching out the unknown, uncovering a mystery. Even in casual social interaction, you automatically perceive others' subconscious intentions and motives. You are very astute psychologically. Hence, your presence can be somewhat threatening to those who have secrets or who have much invested in the superficial and prefer not to go any deeper. This capacity carries with it, however, challenges and pitfalls. You may find yourself falling into a habit of mind that is suspicious, paranoid, cynical, or preoccupied with the dark underside of life, and this may skew your entire outlook. You may also use your considerable insight, persuasiveness, and mental power to try to manipulate others' thoughts and actions, which would inevitably bring negative karmic results. Verbally, you can be quite cutting and hurtful. Realize that simply speaking the truth without mercy or sensitivity to how your words are received can do more harm than good. At its worst, this aspect would be expressed in a Machiavellian type of mind, utilizing your keen perception to manipulate and dominate others. Mercury quincunx Uranus. Your unusually inventive, creative, restless, and original mind can have both advantages and disadvantages. If you can balance or overcome tendencies toward extreme restlessness and going off on mental tangents, you have gifts of a creative genius, inspiration, and a direct awareness of truth which is apt to descend upon you like lightning, in terms of suddenly seeing the solution to some problem or grasping an idea without needing a methodical explanation. You simply have an intuitive knowing about something. You can be a channel for new information and ideas. A certain rebelliousness and dislike of formality and tradition for tradition's sake is an aspect of your mental patterning which may prevent you from taking advantage of the wisdom of the past. Often, you will reinvent the wheel, or make changes simply for the sake of change, not necessarily to improve upon the old, but because in your mind new or different is superior to the past. Your mind is very future-oriented and progressive, but one way this manifests is in a kind of nervous, erratic, unsettled way of being which is always moving on, unable to be present or stay put. Centering meditations and other techniques you find helpful to calm and stabilize you are necessary on a regular basis. Regular contact with the earth, through gardening or walking for instance, can be very helpful also. The development of a regular rhythm and routine, daily rituals which give continuity and a form of stability, are also enormously helpful. Stones that promote feelings of peace and soothe the nerves include rose quartz and jade. Others that may benefit or inspire you include clear quartz, larimar, and opals. Avoiding caffeine and other stimulants may be necessary too, at least from time to time. Mars square Pluto. In this lifetime you must confront the nature of power, and you have the opportunity to transform your relationship to power, clear away deep-seated anger and resentment, and release karmic patterns of perpetrator/victim. If, in your past, you have been the victim of aggression, ruthless force, or misdirected male energy, you may subconsciously fear or even hate men, have great mistrust of people in power, or experience problems in sexual relationships, the arena where power/fear dynamics are often most apparent. In addition, you are prone to self-repression, either of anger or of your own strength. If you have very little energy, consider yourself a weak person, or become extremely uncomfortable when others express any anger, you may be holding down a great deal of hostility. Or, you may be angry all of the time for no reason. The question of appropriate expression of these intense energies is a delicate one. While repressing them can wreak havoc on your health and sense of well-being, you do not want to unload the deep rage of centuries on innocent people. You may hold your anger or aggression back not only because you fear repercussions, You may have been bludgeoned to a pulp in the past, but also because you sense that whatever is triggering your emotions in the present is not the real problem. In a word, you overreact. Wanting to kill someone because they forgot to walk the dog is an overreaction. On the other hand, you may carry an immense burden of guilt because you have been the one who misused your power, strength, or sexual energies in the past. Another way you may be expressing this energy is to be intensely and compulsively competitive, acting as if each and every event is a mighty struggle for supremacy, a contest with life or death consequences that you must win at all costs. You may become compulsively active and productive and driven to succeed at all costs. This type of thinking and being creates great stress on your physical, emotional, and spiritual bodies. Very likely it will also have a negative impact on all of your relationships. You will make a lot of enemies and actually force people to turn against you and bring you to your knees. Ruthlessness attracts ruthlessness. Coming into balance with all of this is a major challenge. Finding a safe place to explore your warlike, destructive, and sadistic self can help. Another key is becoming sufficiently detached so that you can feel and acknowledge all of these energies, and choose when and how to express them without being taken over by them. If you are willing to become conscious, you can actually become a great force for good, and can heal and release some very deep wounds you have carried for a long time. Jupiter is retrograde. Moral concerns, including lingering unresolved issues stemming from a prior lifetime or lifetimes in which you exercised poor judgment in moral, ethical, or religious matters, come into play here. Thus, it is especially important for you to maintain high standards while pursuing your aspirations. Uranus is retrograde. All of the above is complicated by the fact that in prior times, you experienced great personal instability as a result of impersonal, collective impulses toward change, during a time of revolution, political upheaval, war, etc. You may well have been an agent of these movements, with a lingering inclination toward radical solutions, extremism, flauntingly disregarding social mores. Or you may have become a reactionary, fearing and resisting all reforms or departures from the mainstream. It is thus difficult for you to be balanced and fair towards any eccentricities, in others or even in yourself. A misuse of science or technology, perhaps participating in experiments which were harmful to you or others, is also indicated. Thus, you may have a deep distrust of or an attraction/repulsion towards science and technological advancement. Neptune is retrograde. The above is complicated by the fact that you had a prior lifetime or lifetimes in which you dissipated your energy, fell away from your disciplines, or were too passive or irresolute to go after the spiritual opportunities open to you at that time. This carries over as a vague yet persistent inner nagging that you should be further on than you are, or a fear of spiritual failure. You may also have been involved in mystical or magical practices that created distortions in your life. It is important for you to take a balanced, patient, while grounded attitude toward life, nothing too otherworldly, ethereal, or glamorous. Indulging in any mood-altering substances is particularly deleterious for you. Pluto is retrograde. These issues are further complicated by the fact that in a prior life or lives you experienced a terrible betrayal, and may even have been tortured or put to death when you claimed power, social, political, or spiritual. You may have misused power or employed Machiavellian strategies in which many suffered. Whether you were a perpetrator or a victim of such abuses, deep fears were engendered at that time, of being powerful or of people in power who would crush you if you display your strengths. An unconscious desire for revenge may motivate you and prevent you from healing. Letting go of this may require deep inner work and some kind of therapeutic energetic release of the grief you hold. Chapter 6. Soft aspects. The following is a description of your gifts and strengths which can help you work with your major life challenges. These are abilities and qualities of heart, mind, and soul which are quite natural to you. You probably take them for granted. Because these represent the lines of least resistance for you, you may rely too much upon them at times, hence, there are some cautions suggested. Still, these are the areas where good flows into your life and or where you have considerable inner resources. Mercury trine Jupiter. Through teaching, writing or other means, you are meant to disseminate ideas, knowledge, and understanding. You have the capacity to perceive future trends, and your foresight and broad perspective enable you to plan wisely. you see the overall pattern or big picture with ease. You have a great love of learning and education, a hunger for mental expansion that will last a lifetime. You are also particularly adept at using such techniques as creative visualization to bring about positive results in your life. Though simple, and to you quite natural, this is a potentially powerful tool and gift which you may overlook. Mars trine Uranus. In previous incarnational experiences you have been a revolutionary, a freedom fighter or engaged in activities that required considerable audacity, courage, and willingness to forego conventionality. Because of this you may be somewhat addicted to high-intensity excitement. On the positive side, you are unusually capable of handling all sorts of challenges and emergencies. You act quickly and decisively in response to a crisis, and can take up the sword and execute drastic measures if necessary. You are at your best in moments of danger, and may gravitate toward or unconsciously seek them out. While it is likely that you have moderated the intense willfulness and inability to cope with any sort of restrictions, you still need to be blazing new trails. This in fact is one of your gifts, as is your high level of vital energy. Neptune sextile Pluto. Collectively, this is a time in history that enables you and those of your generation to advance spiritually through a heightened awareness of the invisible and intangible realms. A rebirth of spirituality through direct contact with higher forces is occurring in this generation. This contact takes many, many forms, including a compelling interest in life beyond death. You may or may not have a personal involvement with this, as it is a group karma rather than a primarily personal one.